It isn't. They'll hear
be
me.
Turning it up in a minute.
They'll hear me in a sec.
Yeah, here we go. I think he just did it. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. I know, we know. Now it's on, everybody. I have a loud voice anyway, if people know me, so, but probably not loud enough. So we're going to go around, and I'd like to introduce ourselves, and I'd like to start at the back of the room this time, please.
Oh. If you're an STFAC member, can you please identify yourself as such? Do you want the microphone for introductions?
Oh. I think it would help, because some people need a mic.
Good morning, all. Dan Herman.
And?
Broken. I don't need it. You work on it. I'll just say it. Yeah. Good morning, Dan Herman, CEO at 211 Info.
Good morning, Chris Walker, CAT, STFAC.
Zachary Horowitz at Kittleton & Associates.
Julie Wilkie, Ride Connection.
Michelle Vinker, National Alliance on Mental Illness of Clackamas County and parent of a disabled daughter.
Stephen Lashbrook, Smart Transit, Wilsonville.
Michael Parker, DSAC of Clackamas County.
Anthony Butler, Aging, Disability, and Veteran Services, Multnomah County.
Martha Spires, Clackamas County Behavioral Health Crisis Services.
Amy Vlahos, I'm a case manager with Disability, Aging, and Veteran Services in Washington County.
Hello? Leon, that's too close. Leon Chavarria, CAT Committee.
Raisa Moore, STFAC, Multnomah County.
Yeah, there it is. Okay. Yeah, Ron Thompson, and I'm Washington County, Aged and Veterans, and also I'm on the board for Ride Connection, and also representing the city of Forest Grove. Thank you.
Check, 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 check. Sorry about that.
Let's try it out.
I'm Deidre Hall, STFAC member, CAT committee member, and I also work for vocational rehabilitation.
Kathy Miller, TriMet, STFAC member.
Luke Norman, Clackamas Community College.
Jake War, TriMet.
Cora Potter, Ride Connection.
Zoe Presson, CAT, STFAC.
Nick Hubler, Albertina Kerr Centers.
Vanessa Vassar with TriMet.
Dave Kies, Member at Large.
Teresa Christofferson, I'm with Clackamas County Social Services, and I'm on the STFAC.
Dion Graham, I'm with TriMet.
I'm Julie Whaling. I work for Canby Area Transit, which is the other CAT.
Hi, Monica Sandgren. I work for Multnomah County Aging, Disability, and Veterans Services.
Elaine Wells with Ride Connection and STFAC.
Dick Jones represent Clackamas County Seniors on the STFAC. I also am on Ride Connections board. I also represent Clackamas County Special Districts at Impact.
Jeff Hill with Washington County Disability, Aging, and Veterans Services, and I'm an STFAC member.
Glenn Kearson, Clackamas County STFAC member.
Grace Cho Metro.
Eric Brill, I'm the Program Director at Community Vision, agency that supports people with developmental disabilities.
Kendra Harding with LifeWorks Northwest.
I'm Harvey Rice. I'm representing my connection.
Sydney Herps, Community Partners for Affordable Housing. Lisa Lesko, also Community Partners.
Andy Howell, City of Sandy and STFAC.
Paul Pappas, Committee for Accessible Transportation, STF.
And then we have Patricia back there.
Patricia Kepler, CAT, STFAC, and Independent Living Resources.
Jamie Snook, Metro.
I'm Kirsten Green, supporting the work of Kogan Owens Green, who is supporting the work of Kittleson Associates. So I'll be helping facilitate today for TriMet. Thank you.
Jake, do you want
did we get everybody?
Just introduce the panel.
Oh,
there you
go. Oh, I already did, but you should probably go.
Hannah Ritchie, TriMet. Hannah Ritchie Quincy, TriMet. It's a new thing.
Susie Wright with Kittleson and Associates.
Alan Leto with TriMet. Thanks all for being here.
And Jan Campbell, work for Aging Disability Veteran Services, Multnomah County, and chair of CAT in this committee. And welcome, everybody. We're just really thankful that you all came so that we can really get down and do some work today. So I want to go through the agenda real quickly for people that haven't seen it or they don't have it in front of them. We just went through the welcome, then we're going to do a TriMet update with Jake through the Honored Citizen Fair grants, talk about the Coordinated Transportation Plan for Elderly and People with Disabilities, which we're here today to do, you know, the work sessions. Then a break, then the workshop discussion, and in that we'll talk about transportation needs, challenges, and gaps, geographic, regulatory, and structured barriers, and ideas for new and innovative services. And then we'll do a break. And then we're going to report back about what we, our findings, and then the next step, and then the STFAC housekeeping, and then we're going to adjourn. So it's a full schedule. So, and we'll for sure, if we can get back during after the break real quickly, that'll be helpful. So Jake, do you want to start?
Sure.
Or did you want to say anything before we start, Alan?
Well, maybe just one moment, of course, for context. Again, those of you who are on the STFAC committee, you should have received the confirmation that we went to the board and got unanimous approval for going forward with the recommendation that you had to go to the state. So we are finishing up those applications to the state. They should be going in
next Friday,
complete and all updated with the state's requirements. We will, of course, keep you up to date on how those go. We hope to hear back relatively soon and be able to have that funding available starting by July 1st. Now, of course, we are working on the Coordinated Transportation Plan, last updated in 2012, so it's time, and that will be what guides our thinking about the next few rounds of funding. So again, thank you all for the several more meetings that you're gonna come to and the focus on these needs. Thank you.
And I also wanna thank Claudia for going to the board with our recommendation. I had an emergency and I wasn't able to make it, but Claudia did and I heard it went very well. So again, thank you.
She was super nice to us.
Okay, where are you, Jake? Oh, there you are.
Yep, okay, here we go. So sorry, folks, so just so that you don't have to crane your necks too much, Jake and Susie are going to give their presentation from right here. Thank you both. And we might be getting a podium for you, Susie, so we'll see. Certainly for the report back. Thank you.
So mine's not really a presentation, but I just wanted to take an opportunity and hit this glass with my elbow. So TriMet has an access transit program that provides both discounted and free tickets and passes to organizations that serve low-income transit riders. We have a specific pool of funds to go to organizations serving seniors and people with disabilities. I think a couple organizations that are represented here are currently participating, but we have quite a few funds that we are trying to get the word out and trying to get some organizations to apply so that they can get those tickets and passes out to the seniors and people with disabilities that they serve. So if you could help us spread that word, I would really appreciate it. I can give you more information if you want to follow up with me during a break or after. I can give you my contact information. Or if you just have some suggestions of some organizations that we might reach out to, that would be much appreciated, because I think it's always important to try to help out the people who rely on transit the most. And obviously, as a lot of you know, seniors and people with disabilities, especially those with low income, we want to try to target and help as much as possible. So again, my name's Jake. Follow up with me anytime during this or after, and yeah, thank you.
Can you send out an email with your contact information so that people can follow up with you via email as well?
Sounds good. And I should acknowledge Ride Connection helps us, and well, I should say does most of the work to administer this program, so Cora is really kind of the workhorse behind this, but yeah. Any questions on that? Okay, thank you.
All right, good morning, everybody. And so my name is Susie Wright. I'm with Kittleson and Associates. And I just want to say welcome one more time. Welcome and thank you. I think there's a lot of thank yous to this group this morning. So the group that we have here today is TriMet's Special STFAC, Special Transportation Funds Advisory Committee, as well as a number of really invited and special guests and members of the public. So if you could one more time, if you're a member of the committee, raise your hand. I know some of you mentioned it, but just want everybody to have an understanding of who's at their table that's from the committee. So we are at a halfway point. Thank you. It's okay. I'm really. So we are at a halfway point in approximately a 5-month process. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
The halfway point, as I said, about a 5-month process to update TriMet's coordinated transportation plan for seniors and people with disabilities. So this is a plan that doesn't just serve TriMet's area, but it's a plan that serves residents throughout Washington, Multnomah, and Clackamas counties. So to date, so being about in the middle, to date we've done a number of gone through a number of steps. So we at first started off revisiting the plan's kind of goals and guiding tenets. We have been working to update the summary of existing services to know what it is that we're working with. What does the system look like compared to what it looked like 3 years ago when the plan was updated last? We've discussed desired standards for levels of service, levels of transit service, and we've been collecting information to really try to update our understanding of the current needs. So our goal today is to really further expand our understanding of needs. So we're gathered here today, and this is a pretty cross, tried to get representation from both transportation service providers, social service providers, users of these services to really help articulate the transportation needs, try to identify service gaps and challenges that are really specific to seniors and people with disabilities. So moving forward, what we're going to be using, the information that we gather today, we're going to be using it to inform the next step, which is looking at the strategic initiatives in the plan. And we're going to be looking at the strategic initiatives in the existing plan to see what's been accomplished, what are ongoing, which are still initiatives that still need some focus, to see if there's any new initiatives that should be added to the plan, and so that we can kind of move forward with updating the plan. So your packet today includes a summary of needs. And this is basically just a summary of what we've heard to date. And what we're here today to do is to really further expand on that. So the summary that we have to date is based on what was in the existing plan. It's based on surveys that we conducted with service providers on our STFAC committee. It's based on a kind of look at changing demographics and forecast demographics. So as you all know, many of you probably know from a demographic standpoint, we're in a growing region, and we're also in a region where the proportion of seniors is growing at a faster rate than even the overall area growth rate. So that's kind of going to see some compounding growth in the amount of seniors in the metro area. And so that's really going to increase the need for service, transportation services. And it's just going to kind of further emphasize the need to be very strategic and cost effective with the resources that are available to make sure that we can continue serving the needs as best we can moving forward. So you'll see that summary of needs is broken down into a couple different categories. Needs related to additional service, needs related to infrastructure, such as sidewalks, transit centers, as well as technology needs. So the workshop that you're going to be going through today is really going to lead you in small group discussions in these tables to facilitate you in a group discussion through a series of questions that kind of focus on all the different types of needs that there are that go beyond just the need for service. So we're going to spend about 60 to 90 minutes in these small group discussions. We have about 60 minutes for you with 15-minute break for transition before and after. And we're going to come back and meet here together to kind of recap and hear what are some of the things new and or different things that might not have come up in your group. So we're going to break here in a minute into these small groups. Several of the tables are going to move to another room just so we can bring the noise level down in here for everybody. So every table also has a table facilitator. If you're the facilitator at your table, can you raise your hand? So I'm going to be facilitating the red table. I'll be with you. Alan, do you know which is your table? Alan's blue. And Jamie is purple.
Oh, okay, good.
Yep.
We have one.
So I believe Zachary's table, Jamie's table, and Anna East, you are yellow. And the yellow table are going to be moving to another space, as I said, just to bring the noise level down in here. So the questions that you're going to be going through are also, we have handouts of the questions. If you received a packet in the mail, that survey was in it. If not, we have copies that we'll be distributing to the facilitators, and each of you will have your own. So you can record your own answers to the questions that we go through and turn those forms into us at the end. But you can also feel free to just kind of rely on your group discussion and your table facilitator. We'll be taking notes. But if you spent any time with this at home or you are writing your own thoughts throughout the meeting, please feel free to turn in your own individual form separate from your group facilitator's form. But don't feel obligated to do this. But if you want to, we definitely want to hear from you individually. So with that, I think we're going to break right now. Those that are moving are going to move. Yes. Okay. Well, Kirsten's going to be our group discussion facilitator. I'm going to go to my job facilitating my group. And so Kirsten's going to take you through the rest of the workshop. Thank you, Kirsten.
Sure. I just wanted to ask, are there any questions for clarification of Susie or Alan or Chair Campbell? Anyone? Clear? Okay. Excellent.
Before we break, there was at least one or two people who came in while we were afterwards. So if you didn't already introduce yourself.
Do you remember who you are? Yeah. Do you want to disclose?
Yeah. Coming in late.
Hi, good morning. My name is Amber Kern Johnson. I'm the executive director of the Hollywood Senior Center in Northeast Portland. And we partner with TriMet and Ride Connection in many, many ways to support our demographic. Good to be here.
Thanks for being here.
Hi, I'm Karen Criswell. I'm the Regional Transit Coordinator with ODOT, and we're glad to be hosting the meeting today. Thank you.
Thank you. I think anyone else? Miss? Okay. So I have a handy list up here of which table is going where. You're probably wondering if you have to move or not. So let me just recap that, if you don't mind. So the green table He'll be facilitated by Jake. Jake, are you at the green table currently? You are in place and ready. Okay, you guys are going to have, those of you who aren't moving are going to have, you know, you can take a 5-10 minute break, get some fruit or coffee, cookie if you'd like, and then Jake will start the discussion. Purple table? Can you, was Jamie? Okay, perfect. So you guys will be going upstairs, but please don't move yet until we're done with this, so that just noise level. And then Karen, so maybe you can lead your group with your table marker down to the elevator and up, if you don't mind, when we break. That'd be great. Susie, you're with the red table right here, perfect. And Anais, with the yellow table, you'll also be moving. So yellow table members, which one are you? Right here, okay, perfect. So Anais is at the door, and again, she'll just take you down the hall and up the stairs. And you can grab refreshments on your way too, if you'd like, please. And then the Alan with the blue, where is blue, if you don't mind? Blue table, there you go. And Alan will be your facilitator right behind you, excellent. And orange, can I have your hands? Perfect, and Vanessa is right there, ready to go. Zachary will be with the pink table, and you're in place, perfect. You guys, Zachary, pink table, if you wouldn't mind moving just out into this ping pong room, apparently it's called, to have your discussion, we would appreciate it. And you would be the closest to the refreshments. So are there any questions about where you are? Okay. Your discussion leaders have a yellow and green guide that they'll be using to walk through about 8 questions. It's the same questions in your comment form. So please feel free to be writing answers as they're leading you through discussion. Keep in mind this is a regional coordination plan, so we're kind of up a level, but if you have geographically specific details, we would love them, particularly in your comment form. You have maps on the table for your reference if you need, but you don't need to get hung up on the map either. You can talk in general geographic terms, and your discussion leader, who is also your recorder, will be recording that. So just please remember that we're here to hear from everybody, so let's hear each other out, and then we will just absolutely get to everybody. And Hannah and I will be just checking in on the tables about 10 minutes before that period wraps up, and then we'll come back into here in the plenary once again to hear from each other and then adjourn the work of the day. Jan, anything else from your perspective?
No, that's great. The only thing I wanted to mention is there are refreshments, and if there's people that need assistance, just raise your hand or whatever.
We find Kirsten. I'm happy to help. Hannah and Kirsten, happy to help you. All right, thank you all. So movers and shakers, Jamie's, so purple, yellow, and pink. Thank you for standing up, moving around. Everyone can stand up and move around a bit right now. I hear it's good for you. Either shake out, sit and shake, stand and shake. Thank you. Bye-bye.